We got allergies.
Yes, we do. Tis the season.
Tis the season. Allergy season. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lurzel.
Stephanie Domingo.
We be drinking. We be sneezing.
We be blowing our nose.
We be swearing. All the things. We come to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn, where we record on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. A nation that is one of many still very much out here doing its thing, and we would like to acknowledge that.
Word.
Today, this is the minisode, and as you are very aware at this point, we do not have a format for the minis.
I like format. Yes. It's like format the frog.
Yes. Like robot.
Yeah. Yes, yes. The robot.
All right.
What's that from?
Futurama.
Oh.
Where Dr. Zoidberg calls Bender a robot.
Robot.
Yeah.
All my friends are here. Also Zoidberg.
Okay. So today on our last mini of season three, we're going to be talking about ourselves because you know how much we love to talk about ourselves.
Yes.
Season three coming to a close.
We're doing a little wrap up.
Yeah.
Sesh.
We've got one more episode coming out in a couple weeks on June 7th, I think they said. But this is the last mini of season three. What do you think? How'd we do?
Yeah. I think we did well. I think we had a lot of really fun scandals this season.
You had way more fun scandals than I did. I didn't really do anything fun this year. We definitely had fun. But all the stories I did this year were very heavy stories.
Really?
I didn't do anything that... The lightest I did was like the Halloween episode where I talked about Mary Todd Lincoln being...
Oh, that was not fun.
Mental illness and depression.
And everyone taking advantage of her.
Yes, exactly. That was the light one.
Tux, are you okay? Is this a cry for help? Like your scandals are just a cry for help?
I know. I don't know why. I usually like to do at least like I've done the big cheese story. Yes. I did Obama's tan suit.
Oh,
you know,
so good.
Ed Schrock. Schrock for cock.
Schrock.
And this season I don't know. I feel like, well.
2020 has changed.
2020, / 2021. We had the Caucasian Awakening.
Yeah.
And I felt like I needed to talk about social justice issues in every single episode this year.
I salute you because I am horribly depressed and having a fantasy escape through the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I did a few hard-hitting stories.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But I definitely did. I lent a little lighter.
Which, thank God you did, because I needed balance for my, like, stories of revisionist mythology and racism and government witch hunts and homophobia.
Like every story I did touch on racism, because this is America. Mm-hmm. I did Earth Kit.
Yeah.
Which was, there was definitely some racism in that, and I did 40 Acres and a Mule.
Yeah.
Duh.
There's no racism in that story.
No, I know. I'm seeing things. I am the racist for suggesting that. Yeah, we did some fun stories.
You definitely did some heavy hitting stories too, but I felt like
Elvis
was hilarious.
Yeah.
I loved the story that you did recently with the
and counterfeit it's funny money.
Even the Woodreadith story felt really fun and light to me.
I loved Woodreadith.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You did Seneca Village when I did. Yeah. That was a fun one.
It was super, super light and super fun. Yeah.
But you did LBJ.
Was that this season? It's such a blur at this point. I don't even remember. But I'm pretty sure that was last season.
Oh, so was last season Eartha Kitt too? I'm like,
they're
linked in my head because we did like the LBJs.
Yeah, that was season two. But anyways, even the heavier stories, I think that we have gotten, well, to pat myself on the back and toot my own horn at the same time, you need two hands for that.
Yes.
I think that we've
gotten... That's why we have two hands.
Yes, exactly. What else am I going to do with hands? But I think we've gotten really good at, like, even the heavy stories, having fun with them and finding a way to, like, find something with levity to talk about.
There's always something.
Yeah.
That's how you get through it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that we could do these stories every month without having someone or something in the story to poke fun at and laugh about. But I think that season three was like especially fun for me, at least. I think that if you're still listening, I hope that you agree.
Yeah. They love us.
They sure do. What do you think your favorite cocktail has been from season three? There's been a lot of really good cocktails this season.
The answer should be the Monkey Gland, because
you certainly enjoyed that one a lot.
Yes. I certainly did.
Yes.
But I would have to say my favorite is the penicillin.
Yeah.
It had all of my favorite flavors. Like, I love the spiciness the ginger.
Yeah.
The fresh ginger. And, like, the warmth of the honey and, like, the smokiness of the scotch.
Totally. Yeah.
And lemon. I mean, I fucking love lemon.
It's so good.
It was everything.
I might have to say it was my favorite, too. Right. But I'm going to, because I prefer the historic cocktails, I'm not going to say that. But I want to, but yes. I'm not going to. I'm going to say the sidecar was my favorite because it just felt like similar to like a whiskey sour, but just sort of elevated, where it's like, it's got the lemon and it's got the sweetness of the Cointreau, like a simple syrup would be in a whiskey sour. But then you've got that cognac. It definitely feels like a very elevated,
sophisticated. The sugar rim.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very pretty, too.
Yeah. And very simple. One of the most simple cocktails we've done in a long time. Just three ingredients. And then the gin Ricky was also
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so light. I need to drink it this summer. Like, oh, I've absolutely. Already planned.
Yeah.
Like, it reminded me a lot of the Gimlet, but like even lighter.
Totally.
Super refreshing. Everyone needs to try it. It's very easy to make.
Fresh lime juice and a little simple syrup.
Yeah.
Soda water and gin. Mm-hmm. So fucking good.
So good. So simple.
Yeah.
But delicious.
Easy to make. Easier to drink. Yes. What more could you ask for?
Did you do a cocktail this season that was really tough for you to make?
To make?
Like, I remember last season that one that you had to shake for like 15
minutes.
That was
this season. That was...
You guys, okay. The concept of time is just gone for me.
Seriously.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
That was the first episode of season three. There were almost gin fizz.
That seems like 72 years ago.
Seriously, it feels... When I was going back to check what cocktails we did this season, I was like, wait a minute.
That was this season? That was this season?
Yeah. No, that was the first episode of season three. That was when I did the UDC.
UDC, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That was really formative. Like, I learned a lot. Like, it made this country make a lot more sense.
Right. I would say that one is probably, not probably, it definitely was the hardest to make because you have to shake it for a bajillion years.
Yeah, that's one cocktail that no one listening is going to make on their own. Just kidding.
Yeah. So good.
So good.
What are your thoughts for season four? Is there anything you want to kind of focus on more that we didn't focus on this season or like step away from that we did a lot of this season?
Oh, putting me on the spot.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
I definitely went really heavy hitting this year and I want to find at least one or two stories that are lighter and more silly, Big Cheese / Elvis / Obama suit level.
I think that's a good reach for you because you can do it. You've proven that you can do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, I know. Researching these stories has taken a toll. I mean, this whole year has taken a toll on everyone too. But then having to research all of this awful stuff on top of what's going on in the world.
I think that's why I have kind of gone a little lighter than I normally do. Just because I can't, I know myself and I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Fred Hampton, holy shit.
I know.
That was like excruciating.
Yeah.
Like I almost cried at the end of the episode. And even thinking about it, it's like just all the videos I saw, like the fact that he was snatched at 21 years old and just all the things that he could have done.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that we're still pushing for now, like had he lived, like seriously. That was really, really hard. But I'm glad that I know about him now because I didn't before.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for doing that story.
But after that story, I'm like, okay, I need to chill out. This is not sustainable. I can't keep doing stories like this.
I don't know why. I just felt like there were so many things that were on my mind that I just wanted to...
Like exercise through the podcast?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure the Caucasian Awakening of 2021 and 2020... had a lot to do with it, but I just felt like all of these things are so important.
Yes.
I don't have time to talk about cheese.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I understand that.
Yeah. The Move story really fucked me up.
Oh,
The Move bombing. The Lavender Scare story, just like, I didn't really get into a lot of the individual, like, personal stories in that because I just didn't have time, but like reading about all that stuff, I cried a lot while I was writing that story. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. It was important, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really, really important.
And the fact that even I, as like a gay man who is politically aware and like knows history and stuff, I didn't really know anything about the Lavender Scare until I started researching McCarthyism and it sort of just came up. I was like, wait, how did I not know about this?
I say that all the time, researching things. I'm just like, my neck breaks. I'm just like, what?
Seriously.
What is this? We were taught propaganda. masquerading as literally. History.
Yeah.
There's no shame in not knowing. It's know. Just kind of the mood.
This podcast is like a public service, like re-educating adults who were taught propaganda as children.
Yeah. I've learned more doing this podcast than I did in school.
Absolutely.
About things that actually have to do with my life.
Seriously. All I remember learning in history class was dates and who gives half a shit about dates.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like test on like, it was April 4th, not April 3rd. You know what I mean? You get a...
So meaningless.
Yeah.
I swear they do that on purpose just to make sure that no one's interested.
Yeah, exactly. In history. They don't want us to know history. Yeah. They don't want people to be interested, really.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah. And if you're a history nerd or even a history hater, this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the Pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
I was just looking back through my scandals that I've done, and I did eugenics.
Mm.
That was really important.
That's a heavy one, too, yeah.
I cannot believe... I could believe that happened, but I was just... Yeah, it was horrifying. The research for that was just so hard to see all of the ways that women were just treated badly.
Yeah.
Like, treated in the worst way imaginable. Like, having no body autonomy. Like, just... You're going to go in for a root canal and we're going to cut out your uterus.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I know. I just started watching called The Nick. Have you heard of it? It's about the Knickerbocker Hospital in Manhattan at the turn of the 20th century and like how the doctors were kind of experimenting with surgery and how surgery worked and like trying to perfect the C-section and basically killing every woman they operated on.
Of course. You know, that's why we have a saw, a chainsaw. The first chainsaw was made to cut through a woman's pelvis.
Oh, my God.
And they tested them, of course, first on black women.
Of course they did.
Of course.
The show is, well, I will say the decor in this hospital is
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And part of the reason that I even got into watching the show is because an old house, like, renovation account that I follow on
turn of
online.
The century, which century?
The 20th century. So okay. Early 1900s.
Okay.
This old house account that I follow is redoing his kitchen, and he's like, I want it to look like the operating room at the Nick. That's
my aesthetic.
So I was like, oh, I guess I need to watch this show.
That's funny.
There are some good things about the show, but it is, A, it's hard to watch because it's very gory. There's a lot of blood.
I'm out.
But also, there's some complicated things going on that I'm not sure would fly in 2020 or 2021. There's a real, like... white savior thing where there's like a black surgeon that works in the hospital, but he only gets to work there because the white people like allow him to.
Oh, yes.
They cover everything. They talk about Nellie Bly, the woman who went to the asylum and did like an expose on lunatic asylums at the turn of the century. One of the doctors that works at the Nick is a eugenicist and like is sterilizing boys at the Staten Island Idiot House.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was just watching it every episode. I'm like, wow, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. There's like drug addiction, all sorts of things.
They were giving people cocaine like it was going out
and
of
then
style.
And one of the doctors at some point gets very badly addicted to cocaine.
Of course.
And
of course
goes to like a sanitarium to get detoxed.
They give him heroin, right?
Heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah, as the detox. Yeah.
That's what they did back then. It's like... What?
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, I could be a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get you off this cocaine.
What drugs can I give you to make you feel better? Like, okay. I was listening to this podcast. I was talking about menopause, the change.
Yes.
I think this was in like the early 1900s. They would give women cocaine suppositories.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, did they die?
Seriously.
Some did.
I bet. Yeah.
You know, that's the quickest way. Like, it's like, this will make you feel better. It's like, or we'll kill you instantly.
Either or.
You know, I feel like we've gone off the rails.
Yes, we absolutely. Sorry, Tim. Sorry. If you guys have anything, any thoughts or ideas or things that you want to hear from us on season four, please feel free to get at us on social media. Send us a massage.
Yes.
We're open to ideas.
Yeah, I have a lot of things on my list for.
Oh, I can't say that we're going to.
It's extensive.
Yeah. But I can't say that we're going to heed any of your ideas, but we are open to hearing them. I know. What we usually do, like 10 stories per season. I have two folders, one for season four and then one that's just like ideas.
Yeah, I just have one ideas and it's just ever expanding. Yeah, I just bump things down the list. I'm just like, oh no, this is a sexier story. I'm doing this.
Well, I tried doing that with Woodreadeth and then somebody beat me to it.
You snooze, you lose, my friend. I know.
Oh, you know what we started doing in season three that we've never done before?
Patreon videos.
Patreon videos. Yes. We now have exclusive content for y'all on Patreon.
You get to see our eye holes.
Yeah. Come on, support us, guys.
Yeah.
For as little as 30 cents a day. No.
Tux can buy a wig.
Yeah. Stephanie can buy beads for her eyelashes.
Yes.
Literally, as low as $1 a month, you can support a starving podcaster in Brooklyn.
Yes. A sober podcaster.
Yeah.
Just so thirsty.
It's like the Sahara over here. Get at us on Patreon and watch our videos. If you've ever thought, oh man, I love their voices. I wonder what they look like when their jaw gums are flapping.
Yes.
But we're doing some fun stuff on Patreon and y'all should check it out.
We're going to have another contest. Is that?
Yes. We're also going to do another summer break re-release series this summer. I'm not sure if you guys recall or not. I certainly remember. We extended our season last year because of Miss Rona. We felt like, what are we going to do with our break if we can't leave the house? So let's just extend the season. So that meant that our summer break was shorter. And when that break was over, I very much wished that I had a longer break.
See, I don't even remember a break.
Yeah.
Like, I blinked and it was gone.
Yes. So this summer we are taking a proper summer break.
We
are
going to
be gone from early June to early September. So we will be gone completely in July and August. But you will still hear from us because we are going to be doing our summer break re-release series where we release individual stories every other Monday throughout the summer. And two of those stories will be chosen by you, our listeners. And you can go to our Instagram page starting on May 31st.
Yes.
We will have a contest on Instagram where at first you'll be able to write in with your favorite story that both of us have done during season three, your favorite story that I have done individually, and your favorite story that Stephanie has done individually. And then once we get all those answers, we'll put them up to a vote. There will be a poll. Mm-hmm. So I think basically the whole week of the 31st of May, there will be things happening on our Instagram and you need to check it out.
Yeah, that's Memorial Day.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
It's a holy day. Oh, we have our review contest.
Oh, of course.
That we always do for the summer. So if you haven't already, any of you new listeners, you should write a written review, not just a rating, but an actual written review on our Apple podcast page. And if you do, you will be entered to win some free Beyond Reproach merch.
Yes.
You'll have your choice of a beautiful tote bag or
some glasses.
Yeah, some glassware or a really cool enamel pin.
Yes.
Yeah, all sorts of good stuff.
Got some goodies for you.
Yeah. So please write us a written review if you haven't already.
Yeah, they really help us.
They really do.
They move us up to the top of the, I guess we're in the history section, right?
I think we're in a couple. There's like a culture.
Yeah.
Something.
I feel like we're more culture, but, skewing history. And we are hilarious, so.
So we will see you guys at
the end of the summer.
Well, we'll be back in 3 weeks from this because the last episode of the season will come out June 7th. And then we'll have the summer break re-releases. But thanks for listening to season three. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us.
We really appreciate it.
I think it was a good one.
Yeah, definitely. It was fun.
Despite Miss Rona and everything else. Yeah.
It's just blurred. It's such a weird time warp, but we got through it.
We sure did. And hopefully season four will be, the whole world will be in a better place by then.
Yeah, I believe it will be.
Yeah. And go get vaccinated if you haven't already.
Walk, don't run.
Yes.
Wait, run, don't walk. There we go.
But don't trip.
Don't just trip.
Run safely.
Be safe about your running.
Yes.
But do it as fast as possible. Seriously. Yes,
exactly.
Get on it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Over it.
That's how I feel about 2020 yeah. and 2021.
Same year, really. It's the same fucking year.
Right.
2020 never ended.
Do you remember when we thought 2019 was like the shittiest thing ever?
Oh my God. It was
what
the best.
Were we fucking thinking?
Well, Trump was president, so.
Yeah. We were so young then.
So naive.
Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Stephanie Domingo.
Tux Lerzel.
Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, our sound engineer and podfather. We could not do this without him.
He's a witch.
It'd be impossible and shameful.
Yes. Yes.
Could you imagine us not edited? What?
Like the Patreon videos.
Oh, I know. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Beyond Reproach is proudly recorded in Bushwick, Brooklyn, on land belonging to the Lenape Nation. New episodes are released the first and third Monday of every month. Please note that we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. Full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop at beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We are on Patreon if anyone would love to show us some love and throw us some nickels to support the production of our show.